is the Beat Show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. GranadaTheater.com is their website. Check out their show listings. We have six candidates for the biggest musical act rolling through the Metroplex between now and next Tuesday. Let's run down the list. Candidate number one, tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Where's Young?
Not with him.
He's not good enough anymore. They kicked him out.
No, he pretty much shows up when he wants to.
I was going
to
say, he still appears with him
every once in a while, yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be worth seeing. They still sound good. I heard him with Young about 5-6 years ago, and they still sounded good. And I don't know how David Crosby still sounds good, considering how he looks.
That doesn't sound very kind.
Well, okay, look at him. He doesn't look like he's doing very well.
That sounds kind.
He doesn't look like he's doing very well.
Well, when did he ever?
Well, I guess that's a decent point. He always looked like a
He had sex with Melissa Etheridge.
I don't think that's how it worked.
How do you know? What do you think happened?
I think he just donated his.
You think he made love to a turkey baster and then it made love to her?
Yes.
And I don't think that she was the one that had the babies.
By the way,
didn't Lou Diamond Phillips have the babies or something?
His ex-wife.
Lou Diamond Phillips' ex-wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Who got hitched up with Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa did not have the babies. By the way, you guys saw The Big Chill.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever do that?
What?
For a friend or an acquaintance?
Make love to his wife? Done it.
If they were really hot wanted a baby,
yeah,
and they wanted you to be the father,
I don't know why she wanted a baby.
But you have no responsibility, would you do that?
I don't think so.
Why?
Not like
it's
they did
a loving
it in the
act.
Big Chill.
Well, yeah, but in The Big Chill, for those who haven't seen it, it wasn't the turkey baster. It was they got in bed together.
Yeah.
They were friends, got in bed together because the woman was single, but she was starting to exit her childbearing years and really wanted a kid and thought that he would make a great father, but said, hey, no strings attached. And they did it. And they were all friends.
I would do that. I would do that for a friend.
For a friend? Gross.
I mean, I actually have done that for a few friends. And I just assumed that they wanted a baby.
See, I think I would like to do that a lot.
Oh my gosh. Both of you guys are creeping me out. Stop it.
Well, that's what we need to do,
Junior. Talk about something else.
We need to get us a couple girls, and then we each swap to help the other one have a baby.
Idiots.
Okay.
It just might work.
What's the name of this song?
Teach Your Children Well.
No. That song beats me, by the way, Teach Your Children
Yes.
Well.
Yes. Of course it's a beating.
But
name
I love
one good song they've had.
Southern Cross. I'm looking
great
at their
song.
I love Southern Cross.
How's that go?
Great song.
I don't care who you are.
Got out of town on a boat from the Southern Islands.
Whose voice is that one?
That's
Nash.
Graham Nash, I do believe.
He played Dirk's guitar.
That was Steve Nash.
No. It was actually Graham Nash. He appeared here in town.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going
to
do a bit with him.
Meet these guys, didn't
yeah.
You?
I was going to do a bit with him, so I brought that guitar, and he played a song on it. And that's the one that I let Dirk borrow. So it passed through three great people's hands. It's pretty amazing, right?
That's right. I handled it, Dirk and Nash.
By the way, Marrakesh Express tees up both of my testicles and takes a driver to them.
Really?
Yes.
It's that bad, huh?
Yes.
How does that go?
You're doing stuff on the Marrakesh Express.
Hold it, Jerry. We're getting a song right now.
We're doing stuff now on the Marrakesh Express. It's a song that beats me. It's the Marrakesh Express.
It started to sound like Alamo Hard.
So mean.
Oh, God. I'm with you on that one.
This is such...
So Chris McKinley.
Yeah, it's such From a Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
Okay, that's candidate one. Crosby, Stills, and Nash tonight at Verizon. Oh, they're in town. I hope they weren't listening to that segment.
Sorry,
although
guys.
We praise them a lot as well.
And once again, no offense.
Right.
All we have to say is no offense.
All right, candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also tonight at JAXA, One Republic.
Lately, I've been so sleepy to learn about the things that I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. We'll be counting stars.
Oh, my lovely girl, well, my lovely dear.
I don't know whether I like this song, but it's catchy. It's sticky, I should say.
Once again, Gordo coming around on boy bands.
They a boy band?
Yes.
They sing,
Speaking of One Direction.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is what?
Who are these? One Republic. Oh. Well, they're all boys.
And no, they have a band. A female bass player, George.
I don't think so.
No. This beats me.
Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Okay. Jerry's getting bored.
That's candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town.
Turn that off.
Friday night at the JAXA Pavilion, it's Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, along with Patti LaBelle and Ruben Studdard.
Maze, M-A-I?
M-A-Z-E.
Okay.
We call it corn.
What is that? Hot buttered popcorn.
Patti LaBelle's in, I'm out.
Hold on, somebody's hit Bossa Nova on the Casio here. How are they going to turn off the demo setting? Thank you, George. Thank you.
It sounds like that demo setting.
You and only you. Like from a 1980s Casio.
Former Idol, Ruben
Studdard. Yeah. Did he win or is he
lost? I thought. No, he won, didn't he? I don't know.
It does sound like him testing a Casio and a Sears, doesn't it?
He did win. He beat Clay Aiken's.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Clay Aiken.
What's that, Jer?
Who are you?
Good, because someone starts singing.
Clay Aiken's.
Aiken, not Aikman.
No.
Wait, what?
Is there no singing, or is this just music for the waiting room in a salon?
That's for you to determine.
They just freestyle on top of it.
Hold on, let's listen to Ruben freestyle here. It's not like he's saying something about a booty.
Maze is a soul / quiet storm band.
Hold on, Michael Irvin's talking now.
I want you with that booty. Every night.
Oh, what a touching love song. I want to get with that booty every night.
Girl, I want to get with that booty.
From that hit single.
About every night.
Yes. He thinks about it every night, girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Think about it.
Think about it, girl. I'm going to be the ultra-white guy that does a duet with Michael Irvin.
No, I think about it.
You know that Michael tinks about it.
Every night.
Every night, once again, girl. He's still tinking
every
about it.
Day.
Oh, also every day. I want to make sure this is a 24-hour cycle that you're aware of.
I just want to play.
Okay, he's rhyming now.
With that booty.
With that booty. I want to play with that booty.
All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night. Actually, this may be an all-day affair at the Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth. It's the Clear Fork Music Festival. The headliners, the Black Angels. Remember when I was a kid, my dad took me to the Air Force Base to see the Black Angels.
That was the Blue Angels.
Black, not blue.
Who else there with them?
Gosh.
to say.
Jerry's been waiting his whole life
yes,
to play that.
It does. The Bright Light Social Hour, The Burning Hotels, Wild Child, Your Brother Lincoln Durham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Lincoln Durham.
Oh, good Lincoln Durham. Yeah, he's a good P1.
He is a good. Spoon Fed Tribe.
Mm-hmm. They're P1.
Son of Stan.
Son of who?
Stan.
Stan.
And Andy Frasco.
Frisco Frasco?
This is from True Detective.
Andy Frasco?
Well, this.
Oh. Excuse me, could you move a little closer to the mic, please? We're having a hard time hearing you.
I think this is pretty good.
Yeah, could you move down to this side of the airplane hangar, please?
I like that.
Excuse me. Could you and your band leave, please? We got to move in all the Nebraska furniture now. We're about to open.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, Biggest Show coming to town this week. Saturday at Billy Bob's, Travis Tritt.
Well, here's a quarter.
As I like to call him, Clavis.
Does he still have the mullet?
Surely not. You know, kind of. Yes, he does.
Always in spirit, Jordan.
That's
always
kind of his trademark.
He has the mullet of a low-level wrestler.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Twitter is speaking out, demanding more Michael Irvin getting with that booty.
I want a whole CD of Michael Irvin getting with that booty.
Girl, he just wants to play with yo booty all night.
The best of Michael Irvin's love songs. That'd be great.
All right, that's Candidate 5, and finally Candidate 6, Sunday night at the Jexa Pavilion. It's a twin bill, Chicago and REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my goodness. Believe it or not, I'm walking the
road. Oh, I like this song. If you leave it now,
you take
me. I definitely like this song.
Nice little medley for you.
Jerry's trying to save us
a
little time.
I can't fight this feeling. Great slow dance song from 1981.
Boy, I bet you punched your pillow to that a few times.
Uh-uh.
Okay. This song's a beating, right?
No. I like this song.
But he just got so Cetera just then.
I don't care. That's a good song.
I don't care who you are.
And so are the, I know you guys don't like REO Speedwagon, but I think they had some nice ballads.
You know, early Chicago, really good stuff. Later Chicago, not so much.
No.
See, I liked...
Saturday.
What's Everybody Needs a Little Time Away? Yeah, this is great.
That's Later Day. That's either Peter Cetera or Later Day Chicago.
It is Later Day Chicago, and I'm saying that it's not that bad. This is great. No doubt about it. This is great. The early stuff. But play, what is it? Hold Me Now? What's it called? Hard for me to say I'm sorry. What's wrong with that song?
Yeah, it's too drawn on.
Come on. You love it.
Hard for me to say I'm sorry.
It's great. Especially
when
he says,
you don't really like that song.
You have it, Jer, hit it if you got it.
You really don't like this song.
That is such a fake piano patch on the keyboard right there.
You just want to hear the extended...
Listen. Shh.
Everybody needs
oh my
a
God,
time
this song.
You don't really think that was a cello?
No.
It's such
a
bad
song.
It's a terrible song. Okay, so you know, some of their early songs I like, 25 or 6 to 4.
Great. Norm's getting after it.
Does anybody really know what time it is? I think that's a great song, but there's a line in there that always throws me. I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
Yeah.
They were overworded. They rushed through that.
Line edits there.
Okay, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight at Verizon, Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Candidate two tonight at JEXA, One Republic. Candidate three, Friday at JEXA, Mays with Frankie Beverly. Candidate four, Saturday at Panther Island, the Clear Fork Music Festival featuring the Black Angels. Candidate five, Saturday at Billy Bob's Travis Tritt. Or candidate six, Sunday at JEXA, Chicago, and REO Speedwagon. George?
Was it One Direction or One Republic?
One Republic.
I go with them.
Okay.
You didn't go with them when you had to get a clarification as to who
I can't remember. I can't keep them straight.
It's not so big then, is it? I'm going to go with Michael Irvin and Generic White Guy singing I Want to Love Yo Booty All Night.
That's Maze. Okay. Logan?
A One Republic.
Jer?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Fernando?
Same thing.
Me too.
Changing
so the winners, Crosby, Stills, and Nash tonight at Verizon.